This is the Bates Bobcast, our weekly podcast where we take a look at the week that was in Bates Athletics. My name is Aaron Morse, and this week we get you ready for the football team's home opener this Saturday against Amherst, as we chat with fifth-year seniors Brendan and Anthony Costa. Plus, the men's soccer team is off to a great start, and a pair of Bobcats earned NESCAC honors last week. All that and more coming up on the Bates Bobcast. The Bates fall sports teams got the season started off on the right foot Tuesday, with men's soccer, volleyball, field hockey, and women's soccer all winning non-conference matches. Of those four teams, the men's soccer program put on the most explosive display, scoring 9 goals against Maine Maritime. Then men's soccer stayed hot over the weekend, winning their NESCAC opener 1-0 over Hamilton. Bates is 3-0 after a 6-0 win over the University of New England Monday night. First-year Rex Lane tallied a hat trick in his collegiate debut last Tuesday and followed that up with a lone goal in the Hamilton win. He was named the NESCAC Men's Soccer Player of the Week, and he is our male Bobcat of the Week.
I started playing the sport when I was maybe 4 or 5, so pretty much my whole life. Grew up in Spain up until probably the age of 9. Then moved over to England and continued playing football. Well, soccer, as you guys call it. And then I started getting more serious about it. I started playing at like county level. Then I fully committed to my high school. And we had a really good final season. We'd been having kind of a build up to that season, but and then that's kind of where it all took off. Then I found out about Bates.
How did you find out about Bates?
I found out about Bates. I was with this agency, and you speak to a few different schools, and then I got in contact with Coach Sheik, and straight off the bat, he was completely different. He very persistent, I'll give him that. He seemed to care so much more about me as a person than just as kind of a like an object, you know. It was almost like love at first sight, but not quite to that extent.
You mentioned you were born and raised in Spain a little bit before moving to England, now moving to America. Any adjustments going from country to country?
It's tough. It is tough. The cultures and everything. England, everyone's kind of reserved. And then you come somewhere like Bates and everyone's so outgoing and so friendly. It's kind of a bit of a shock to the system.
Jacob Iwobo, also from England. It's nice to have someone else from across the pond there.
Yeah, it is. Feels a bit like home when I'm speaking to him. Say that we've got a first year called Henry as well. He's also from England. Really nice kids, but then again, so is the whole team. So,
what's college soccer been like after 3 matches so far? What are your initial impressions?
It's very physical. It's tough. It's not easy. I mean, we had 2 games that were out of conference, and we kind of dominated those, 9-0 and 6-0. Right. But then the game against Hamilton, you really get a feel for the NESCAC games. I'm looking forward to the rest of them.
Yeah, the Hamilton match, 1-0. You had the lone goal in that one for the Bobcats. Take us through that play.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I saw Alec in the middle. The ball kind of bounced out. As soon as I saw that, I started running towards goal. Then he played a great ball, and it was just putting it away from there.
And then we talked after the Maine Maritime match, the opener, that you've had some hat tricks in your career. But, I mean, how cool is it to get a hat trick in your first collegiate match?
I couldn't have hoped for a better start, really. It was such a good feeling. It's probably going to be my most memorable hat trick, for sure. Mm. Yeah.
Well, unless you get one of NESCAC player, right?
That's true.
Did Coach Sheik kind of tell you that he wants you to be, you know, that striker, that attacker, basically?
Yeah, he really sold it to me. He was saying, oh, I want you to come in. I want you to be a big part of the program. He initially wanted me to stay out as a right winger. That's kind of what he recruited me as. And then in my first game, I came on as a striker. And, yeah.
And now he's like, oh, you scored 3 goals.
Yeah, so maybe seeing a bit more of striker. But, yeah.
And then the other day, Monday actually, first kind of road match, if you will, within state, but to Biddeford there. What was it like traveling with the team and getting that victory there?
It was a great experience. Everyone was in high spirits. We obviously prepared for the game. I didn't play, but watching everyone and getting new scorers. Like, I think Sam Asanta had his first goal, Tefei also had his first goal. Everyone was really happy for them. It's a good warm-up. We've got Conn College on Saturday. Looking forward to that. I think everyone is. It's a big game.
Well, yeah, what's Coach Shake's message about Conn College? Because they are one of the top, you know, half of the conference, right?
Yeah, they. I think they were, was it third last year? I'm not entirely sure, but they're definitely one of the better NESCACs. Everyone's looking forward to the challenge. It's not going to be an easy game. But, I mean, we're at home. We should have some fans, hopefully. We need all the help we can get, but we're all very confident in the team, in our abilities.
Great. And then academically, as a first year, how you adjust in debates compared to maybe high school?
It's this huge step, but I think it mainly, you get so much more responsibility when you come here, because in high school they kind of hold your hand through it, and here they're like, hey, you've got this and that, there you go, and you're expected to be able to figure it all out. But I think it's a far better way of learning, because you kind of have to adapt, improvise, get over all the obstacles, and you learn a lot more from that than being kind of walked through the process.
Last year you come in expecting to have a season and it doesn't happen. How did you adjust to that? You practiced probably a little bit with your teammates, right? And what was that learning curve like for you, that curveball, if you will, to use a baseball term?
Yeah, it was really strange. We came in and I think we had to stay 6 feet apart, had to be in groups of 10, so we had four different groups. It didn't feel like real football. It was just kind of technical work, more individual. Couldn't really come together as a team because we all had to stay distanced and wear masks. But then obviously the kind of restrictions got less and less. Then we eventually played, I think, one scrimmage. And then in the spring, I think, we played a game against Colby.
It must have felt nice to come in this fall and actually have real practices, right?
Yeah, no, completely different. Especially the locker room being open as well. That's a huge part of it that I didn't really realise we had. But yeah, no, this fall, it's been so fun. Really enjoyed it. Feels like we've got a load of momentum at the moment.
Great. Rex Lane, Male Bobcat of the Week, and NESCAC Men's Soccer Player of the Week. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
While the volleyball, women's soccer, and field hockey teams did not have as much success over the weekend, volleyball challenged themselves with a match against number 23 nationally ranked Babson Friday night before a pair of matches on Saturday at the Babson Invitational. Bates is now 1-3 on the year, and first year Alyssa Lowther was named to the all-tournament team for her efforts at Babson, which included 29 kills, 27 digs, and 7 blocks over the course of 3 matches. Women's soccer is 1-1 on the year after a home loss to Hamilton, and field hockey is 1-1 as well after a tight 1-0 loss to the Continentals. The nationally ranked Bates cross-country teams took on Bowdoin and Colby at the Wave Races Saturday in Waterville. On the men's side, senior Jackson Donahue finished second in the senior-junior race, and sophomore Joseph Visconti won his collegiate debut in the first-year sophomore race, helping Bates capture the overall points victory. For the women's team, junior Jill Richardson picked up right where she left off, winning the junior-senior race and propelling Bates to the overall points victory. For her efforts, she was named the NESCAC Women's Cross Country Runner of the Week.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy, like, just being back into it so soon, and had a lot of fun just at the first meet. It was pretty low stakes, and just wanted to get out there, and all of us wanted to kind of get back into the feel for racing.
It's kind of an exhibition sort of, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It was at Colby?
Yeah, Colby.
Okay, what's that course like?
It's pretty hilly. It was quite muddy that day, so yeah, really getting back into it.
And this weekend you've got a good challenge, right? Tufts coming in, Connecticut College, but it's your home course. What are you most looking forward to about this weekend?
Yeah, I'm just excited. Like, the sophomores haven't done the home course, so it'll be fun. We've been, during our long runs, we've been showing everyone the, like, where our home course goes, and I think it'll just be a good one to add to the list.
Yeah, as an upperclassman, it must have been cool to see the sophomores and first years get a chance to compete. What was it like for you to have the group together there like that?
Yeah, it was just great. I love, like, the team culture that we have going, and I think everyone's just really excited to be back at it and competing again.
I think Jordan Wilson got second, right? Did you run with her a lot throughout the race?
Yes, we did. Had a nice little pack going.
Great. And then what's that dynamic like when you are running together as a group, and when do you decide you want to separate from them?
That's, like, kind of a big thing that Coach Shea always, like, likes to have as a central part of our team, is, like, working together as a group, and, like, we have the like holding the rope kind of is what we call it. And we usually try and stay together for like at least the first mile, and then from there you can kind of do what you're feeling.
Right, right. You got to run some outdoor track last spring, right? Mm-hmm. Was that a weird experience? Because I think people had to wear masks, and now you don't, thankfully. But what was it like last spring?
Yeah, it was definitely strange. Like, it just didn't feel like, I don't know. It didn't feel like we were 100% like in our full racing, you know, mode. And definitely the masks was an interesting experience. But, I mean, it was better than nothing.
Certainly, certainly. And then how did you train throughout this past couple years to get ready for once again returning to the cross-country courses?
Yeah, we just, like, last year we were just focusing on kind of getting some good mileage under us during when we couldn't race for cross-country. I think it was kind of hard to keep that, like, competitive spirit going, but I feel like I'm pretty quickly getting back into it.
Well, tell me about what your impressions are of the younger runners who are now just getting their first taste of college running here.
Yeah, they're all great. Everyone's just meshed so well together as a team, and I always just like meeting new people and adding them on to our crew, and definitely some really strong runners.
Do you have any goals you've set for yourself this year?
I would like to take the team to nationals again and just in general, get some PRs and make some noise.
Right, that's right. 2 years ago, went to nationals as a first year. What was that experience like?
It was so fun. I just want to do it again because it was like one of the most fun things I've done here at Bates.
Great, excellent. Well, any other thoughts you want to share about the wave races this past weekend and what you're looking forward to here this weekend with Tufts and Connecticut College in town?
Yeah, I think just kind of building off of what we had, I think we had some really good groups going this past weekend and just keeping that going and looking forward to the future meets.
Sounds good. Jill Richardson, NESCAC Women's Cross Country Runner of the Week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The golf teams were in action over the weekend as well, with the men finishing in 17th place out of 23 teams at the Duke Nelson Invitational at Middlebury, and the women playing in two tournaments at Brunswick Golf Club. On Saturday, the women's golf team finished 4th out of 7 squads at the Polar Bear Shootout, then the Bobcats finished 2nd out of 4 teams at the State of Maine Invitational on Sunday. Individually, first-year Maddie Quay tied for 10th on Saturday and turned in the best performance of the weekend by a Bobcat on Sunday, shooting 3 over par and finishing in 2nd place, just one stroke back of medalist honors. Hailing from Pasadena, California, Maddie Quay is our female Bobcat of the week.
I started golf when I was 7, but I didn't start competitively until I was 9, and then I got more serious when I was in high school. And then I've always wanted to play collegiate golf, so I'm glad I'm at a D3 because like academics are like important to me, and D3 is about like balancing academics and sports. So.
Well, speaking of academics, what about Bates appeal to you from an academic perspective?
I really liked the French program because I like to look at the course catalog online, and I like the classes they have. Like, I think one of the French classes it's about watching Tintin, which is like a TV show, and I watched that growing up. So I just think it's really cool that like Bates has cool classes like that.
Are you planning on majoring in French? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do like the French program a lot. I am taking French, but I'm planning to major in psychology or like international relations. Well, I'm interested in that too. I'm not really sure yet. Yeah, and I like how I can take all those classes.
Tell me about your first collegiate golf tournament. I mean, there were two separate tournaments technically, but you played at them at the same golf course there, Brunswick Golf Club. Mm-hmm. What was it like, competing out there?
The first day I was quite nervous, which is normal, right? But I was nervous, but I was confident that, you know, I would like do my best. The first day I just had a few holes where, you know, I made some mistakes here and there, so I did not play my best the first day, and I was really determined to do better the next day. I was like really frustrated that I shot 86 the first day. And then the second day, I tried really hard and I did better. But I mean, it was a really great experience, and I'm excited for next week.
Tell me about Abby Spector, new director of Bates Women's Golf here, and she's obviously a very accomplished golfer in Maine. What's she like?
I love Abby. She's like so supportive and like motivating, and I really like her as a coach. And she's a great golfer and like super accomplished. And so I'm just excited to see, you know, all the things that we're going to be able to do with, you know, a new woman head coach.
Well, how does golfing in Maine compare to golfing down in California?
It's much different. Wow. Our home course has so many more trees. I've never seen that many trees in my life. Like, there's probably on one hole that many trees on the whole golf course mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. It's much more different. There's like less going around here, so it's quite like peaceful though, because it's just you like in nature.
In terms of the level of difficulty, what are your thoughts on, like, you know, you've played Martindale, obviously, and now you've played Brunswick also.
Yeah, I like Brunswick a lot. It's a nice golf course. Not super hilly like Martindale. Martindale is so hilly. I'm not used to that. I know the first time I played nine holes, it felt like, you know, like way longer. It was just a different feeling than in L.A. But I like the golf courses here.
Great. And then tell me about the team itself. Young team, right?
Yeah, we have one junior and three sophomores and two freshmen.
What's the dynamic like among the group so far?
It's great. We have a great supportive like team going on, and everyone's really positive, enthusiastic, and everyone's just excited that we have a concrete team now, and with it like a new coach. So everyone was like really excited to be playing the first tournament.
Great. What are your thoughts? You have any goals you have for the season as we go along?
Just to keep doing what I do. I am working on hitting the ball straight. I don't hit it very far, so if I don't hit it far, I have to hit straight to like make up for that. And I'm just working on consistency, and mental game is very important to keep neutral during the game.
Don't get too high, don't get too low.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just think about each shot in the present, not in the past or the future.
Great. Maddie Quay, our female Bobcat of the Week. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The football team kicks off its season this Saturday on Garcelon Field against Amherst. Last week, we interviewed interim head coach Ed Argast, along with offensive coordinator Kostavius Patterson and defensive coordinator Keith Davis. This week, we chat with a pair of fifth-year seniors. Brendan and Anthony Costa are not related. Brendan plays quarterback and Anthony plays safety. But what they do have in common is they both made the decision to use their final year of NCAA eligibility and return to Bates for a fourth and final season. We sit down with these senior leaders to talk Bates football, starting with Brendan's decision-making process for returning this fall.
It was obviously a big decision, putting your whole life on hold. And I kind of made the decision December of 2020 after deciding originally not to come back. And I was just going to go straight to grad school and finish my eligibility there. But I decided I love my team, I love this program, and I feel like there was just unfinished business that I couldn't leave without actually attempting to finish it. So December 2020, I made the decision to come back. I called Coach Patterson and Coach Hall at the time, and they were all for it, and it was one of the best decisions that I've made, and I do not regret that decision at all.
Great. And Anthony, how about for you?
Yeah, for me, it was actually a little different. So my sophomore year, I took a semester off for personal reasons outside of football. So I took some time off. So regardless of COVID, I was going to have to come back onto campus just to take classes. So with COVID and losing my last football season, our senior season, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. You know, I have that extra year, and I was going to be on campus anyway. So, you know, like Brendan said, is some type of, like, unfinished business type feel. And, you know, we were just right on the cusp of, you know, getting over that hump and becoming a good football team and just bringing the program into the right direction. And this season, I feel like we have the team to do that. So that's definitely why I wanted to come back and, you know, play my last football season ever. So,
Brendan, let's start on the offensive side of the ball, kind of break down this unit. First, from your personal perspective, when you first arrived on campus, you were running triple option, basically,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
that's not the case anymore. It's more of a spread attack. So what's that kind of development been like for you over the years?
It's been awesome because we're learning a very complex offense. It's an offense that a lot of schools in the country run, and you obviously see like a lot of success in that offense. And with Coach Patterson at the helm, Coach Argast coaching the line, I think we got a great unit on the offensive side. We got weapons. We got a lot of weapons, probably 7 to 8 to 9 weapons coming off the bench too. Like, we got a good line. We got a good depth at our line, and we got a good stable of quarterbacks this year. Like, in the past, we've only had 2 or 3 quarterbacks on our roster, and that would get us into some trouble going through the season, kind of guys getting banged up. But now we got five quarterbacks that look really, really good from all ages. And yeah, I think learning this offense was only going to benefit us in the long run. And now that we've gone through it for so long, I think we finally understand it and we finally know what we have to do. Now it's just a matter of executing that.
And for you at quarterback, one of the running backs at least is Christian Oliveri, right, who was a wide receiver previously. I talked with Coach Patterson before about that position change. What's it been like working with him in the backfield?
Oh, I love having Christian back there. He's probably the fastest kid in the school, in my opinion. He is tough to handle, and once he gets on the edge, there's no catching him. So I love having Christian get out on the edge, coming out of the backfield for passes, running the football. He's a tough kid. He's a good kid from Massachusetts, so I love working with Christian in the backfield.
You're also from Massachusetts, yes. So yeah. Yeah, of course. And then wide receivers, you've got a number of options, right? I mean, Jackson Hayes provides speed. You've got Muhammad Diawara, who I saw him catch that tip ball during practice. And, of course, Sean Bryant, who came on really strong way back in 2019, right?
Yeah, we got Muhammad, Jackson, Sean Bryant, Derek Marino, my brother Chris Costa. Liam Kelly's looked great. We got a bunch of young tight ends who look really, really good. So I think we got a lot of weapons that we can play around with, and whoever separates themselves will. And I think we're in for a good season with those guys. And I've the utmost confidence and respect for them.
You touched on the offensive line earlier. We mic'd up one of the captains, Quinn Woods, the other day. He's a character. Nick Florio, definitely a character. What's it like working with those guys?
Those guys are they're a very interesting group, but they work really, really hard, and they take their football very seriously. Especially Nicky and Quinn, who have been on the line for so long with me, almost 2 years now. So I have a lot of confidence in them for them to do their job. We got a bunch of young kids on the line too. Bunch of newcomers, but they play like seasoned vets. So I think that's definitely what we need on the line, is somebody who can who kind of has that attitude already.
What's been personally like the biggest adjustment after not having played football with these guys for a couple of years, basically back to 2019? Right?
I think it's just the chemistry. Like, it's just been so long. We just haven't played together in a long, long time. So getting back to kind of like that feeling of comfortability with them, and kind of understanding what we can and cannot do, and just honestly just getting that chemistry back, especially with the receivers and the offensive line, making calls and trying to get back to the way we were at the end of the last season that we played, because a lot of things were clicking. So trying to get back to that status.
Great. Anthony, we'll come over to you for a defensive talk here. Same question kind of in terms of the biggest adjustment after not having played since that win over Hamilton in 2019.
Yeah, I'm kind of going off of that chemistry aspect. I think just getting in game shape, that's definitely the hardest thing to battle, because, I mean, not playing football for 2 years, especially at full speed, going against a guy across from you for however many plays, you know, it's not an easy thing. So just trying to getting back into the flow and, you know, getting your legs back and being conditioned and in game shape, I think for us on the defensive side of the ball, that's been the biggest thing. And then on top of that, just relativity, just, you know, being comfortable with guys next to you. We have some guys that, not some, we're going to have a bunch of guys that are going to have to play just because of numbers purposes. We're short on numbers, but we do have a lot of experience coming back. So just building that chemistry and just having everyone on the same page is what we're really looking to do this preseason. So going into week one, we're gonna really be focusing on that aspect of our game.
Are we going to see you lining up at safety mostly? Or?
Yeah, so I'll be at safety, primarily safety. Who knows throughout the season, right. Maybe I'll get moved around depending on schematics and like game planning and stuff like that. But yeah, no, just safety for me.
Tell us about your defensive backfield mates.
Every single guy that we have coming back in the room has experience in game, you know, working through the playbook, you know, going through film, stuff like that. So everyone has been here and around our team and around, you know, lifts and stuff like that. So kids know what to expect for the season. So, you know, we just got to hash out all of our mistakes and clean it up for this week.
I've noticed, I mean, during practice, this is true with most football teams, I'm sure, but offense, defense, pretty good rivalry, right?
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of competition there, and there's no way to get better than to compete against the guys right across from you. And I think the thing that makes our team, you know, we're very close-knit. So, yeah, we know, like, when we're between the lines, we're competing hard, and, you know, there's not a lot of friendliness going on. But, you know, once we break out and we get off the field post-practice, you know, we're brothers, you know. So having that team chemistry really helps when it comes to competing and stuff like that, because it's really preparing us for game-like atmospheres.
Taking back to when you were actually a first year, if I recall, there were a couple injuries. You were inserted into the starting lineup, right? A few games in. What was that experience like?
So even before that, I actually came to Bates as a quarterback and transitioned to, I actually came in as a triple quarterback just like Brendan. Yeah. So, but yeah, I got transitioned to defense later my freshman season. So I honestly like wasn't really anticipating, like I definitely knew I was going to play a little bit my sophomore year, but the first game of the season, of course, it was just like you get thrown into the fire and you just got to go. You can't make any, you just can't second guess anything. Once you're there and you just got to go, you know, it's game time. So, I think having experience in game one really helped me mature at a quicker rate than say other players, because, you know, like I said, it's game one. So having that experience is the only way that you're going to get better as a player and mature as a player. So, me personally, I was pumped up, and I remember that game was really close against Amherst 2 years ago too. We played them here. I think it was like a 10 point game or something like that. So it was a really good game. So yeah, having good experience early is really beneficial for sure.
Yeah, Brendan, I was going to say, last few years you've played Amherst, it's been pretty tight, right?
Yeah. I mean, we always play them pretty tough. They're a great program. They always have great schemes to kind of combat what we do. And yeah, like facing them week one, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of hype behind it every year. There's a lot of confidence in our team. And we're just going to go out there and just compete just like every other year. And hopefully this year we come out on top. So that's the plan.
You've touched on this previously, but you've worked with Gustavius Patterson now for quite a few seasons. What's he like as an offensive coordinator?
Oh, he's awesome. I worked with him for 3 years now, and he's taught me so much just based off of schemes and reading coverages and just like adjusting line play, making audibles. So I think I'm the best version of myself right now, just based off of all of the knowledge that I've learned from Coach Patterson over the last 3 years, for sure.
I remember, 2 years ago you set the total yards record for Bates football, even though you missed a game. And so what's the next step in your opinion, in your development? What do you want to see from yourself this year?
I want to win games. That's all I care about. Because okay. Right now, obviously with me and Anthony, we've been here for Anthony and I, we've been here for 3 years now. We're the oldest kids on the team. We're the most experienced. So we understand what it takes to win. We've won games in the past, but now it's time to really turn that up and really like focus in on winning games. Like that's all I care about right now.
Great. And then Anthony, working with Keith Davis, defensive coordinator, what's that been like?
Yeah, he definitely brings the energy. There's that's no secret to anyone on the field. I think our style of play is much more simple. You know, we're trying to play fast and hard as a defense this year, rather than, you know, having a big playbook and, you know, worrying about X and O's. Like, no, it's just we know our assignments, and now let's execute it at a fast and hard speed, because that's the only way that we're gonna have success. And I think we've been executing that in a good way. And as a defense, we love Coach Davis. He's the perfect guy for us in terms of as a coach and as a person. He matches our energy, so we love having him, and we're real excited to, you know, show what we've been doing this preseason on Saturday, for sure.
When you line up at safety, I feel like you have the most wide-angle view, right, of everything that's going on. I know probably the linebackers, middle linebackers, typically also calling out signals, but from a safety position, what's that like for you, seeing the whole field like that?
Well, I mean, you're the last level of defense, so you have to have that view of the field, and for me in particular, I think having experience as a quarterback in the past really helps me play that position, because I can play with my instincts, because I may know better. I know how a quarterback thinks, say, more than someone who has never played quarterback. So I can anticipate things quicker, and I'm much more instinctive from having that quarterback history. So, yeah, I love the position, and, you know, your job is to save touchdowns and to prevent the big plays from happening, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
What's it like working with those linebackers like Tony Hooks, Mike Bowman? They have some experience too, right?
Yeah, we're definitely bringing back a lot of experience. We got Spencer Adams coming back too. Reza is coming back as well. So there's a lot of familiarity in the room. So, you know, of course, like in practice, we have our mistakes here and there and whatnot. But, you know, this week it's all about hashing those mistakes out and, you know, being comfortable and not second-guessing ourselves and just playing, like I said, fast and hard, which is the goal of our team, and without questioning anything or any decisions we got to make. So, I'm excited to be working with them throughout the weeks or throughout the season, playing against other teams other than our own offense, you know. So I'm really excited for that for sure.
Great. And then, Brendan, any other thoughts you wanted to share about the upcoming season?
I'm just really excited to get back out there. Honestly, it's been way too long. Our energy was really, really good going into the off season from 2019 and into 2020. And when we heard the season was canceled, that was absolutely devastating. So just getting back out there, playing with the brothers on a Saturday afternoon, just making things feel normal again is really what I'm looking forward to.
Great. Anthony, how about you? For you, any final thoughts here?
Yeah, going off of that, just, you know, that first contact you make is going to be a good feeling because, like he said, it's been so long. And then outside of that, just seeing the fans in the stands again, that's going to be a good feeling. Literally 2 years it's been, so it's going to be really cool seeing my family, Brendan's family, everyone else's family is coming around. No tailgating just yet, but you know, just seeing people here is just going to be a good feeling in general, so I'm excited for that.
Excellent. Anthony Costa, Brendan Costa, thanks so much for previewing the football season.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
Next time on the Bates Bobcast, we'll recap another big week of fall sports. You can visit GoBatesBobcats.com for the complete weekend schedule and get you caught up on the Bates tennis teams, who are back to playing their annual fall tournaments. That's next time on the Bates Bobcast. Bates, 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 Bates.